From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A settlement has been reached between the city of New York and the many workers and rescuers at Ground Zero following the 2001 terrorist attacks. After 9/11, thousands of emergency personnel and cleanup workers began reporting illnesses that they claimed were linked to contaminated air at Ground Zero. About 10,000 lawsuits were filed, and now those will be settled for up to $657 million. That's according to city officials and plaintiffs' lawyers. Well, joining us now is Anthony DePalma. He covered Ground Zero health cases for the New York Times, and he's now finishing up a book on the matter called City of Dust. Anthony DePalma, can you first briefly summarize what connections have been made between ailments reported by Ground Zero workers and the quality of the air there?
Sure, Robert. Here's what we know. When those buildings came down, they created a tremendous mess of hundreds of elements that got into people's lungs. The people who were there in the earliest days, when the building fell, in the day after the building fell, and right up to that weekend, were affected the worst. They've got respiratory problems much higher than average. They've got upper and lower respiratory problems with a whole range of symptoms, including gastrointestinal problems. And we've had a number of lung-scarring diseases like sarcoidosis and pulmonary fibrosis that have been connected in some early studies to the dust. Beyond that, the plaintiffs claimed something like 357 different diseases that were connected to the dust. And for most of them, there's really no scientific evidence linking them to the dust.
And how would you describe the pressure that's been brought to bear over the years to try to get these lawsuits settled?
The federal courts have been trying almost since the suits were filed in 2004 to avoid trials, 10,000 of them, and to go to a settlement. The judge forced both sides over the course of all these years to produce documents on the side of the plaintiffs showing that illnesses were caused and linked to the dust, and on the city's side to show that the city had done everything that it could to protect the workers. He got tough about a year ago and selected a number of benchmark cases that were going to go to trial on May 16th. Both sides, as they got closer to the trial, realized that a settlement was really the better way to go, and today they announced that settlement.
It's a settlement of up to $657 million. Where will that money come from?
The money's been set aside since 2004, part of a big federal package to help the city recover. In this case in particular, there's $1 billion that was set up for establishing a captive insurance company. That's an insurance company with one client, and that is the city of New York, and under the city of New York, the 140 contractors who worked for it. That's where the money will come from.
Okay. Anthony DePalma's forthcoming book on Ground Zero health cases is called City of Dust. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.